Capital still flows to the right deals in a sorting San Diego market. A cluster of commercial real estate transactions closed in the final days of July, revealing a market that is not broadly booming, but is directing institutional capital toward quality assets in resilient submarkets. On July 31st, First Citizens Bank and Trust acquired a 165,000-square-foot LEED Gold-certified office campus on High Bluff Drive in Delmar Heights from PGIM. Delmar Heights has weathered rising vacancy better than downtown or UTC, owing largely to its proximity to the life science corridor and the profile of its tenant base. A bank acquiring rather than leasing the campus signals a long-term conviction about that submarket. Also on July 31st, HomeFed completed the Luminary at Cota Vera, a 267-unit apartment development in Chula Vista, representing a milestone in the multi-year build-out of that master-planned community. The timing is notable. The summer 2026 Allen Matkins survey found that Southern California multifamily developers are pulling back on new project starts, even as they finish construction already underway. Luminary is the tail end of a building wave, not the beginning of a new one. A distinction with real consequences for rental supply 2 to 3 years out. On July 23rd, Breakthrough Properties and Tishman Speyer provided a $90 million mezzanine loan on the Aperture Del Mar Life Science Campus, a 538,000-square-foot property fully occupied by San Diego-based biotech Neurocrine. Life science vacancy across San Diego runs at roughly 26%, but fully leased, creditworthy assets are still commanding serious capital, a distinction that matters for understanding the sector's unevenness. Comic-Con's five-year commitment to remain in San Diego through 2030, locked in on July 24th, anchors the hospitality picture. The event generates an estimated $160 million in annual regional spending and 61,000 hotel room nights, giving hotels, restaurants, and event businesses a planning horizon that multifamily developers currently lack.